XXX! Now you have to watch this video! Happy spooky month. Look how spooky I am.
Kobold, why are you dressed like that?
This is how warlocks normally dress. I'm power gaming. Welcome to Pack Tactics. The beautiful people, the beautiful people.
Doo-doo-doo. Wait! Kobold, it's not Halloween!
Wait, what? It's not Halloween?
It's November 1st! The Kobold and Gator Dice are now live on Kickstarter!
Look at us! We're rollable and adorable! You can bring these kobolds and gators to your own adventures, and they'll help you with your rolls. Just like the Pack Tactics feature, they'll give you advantage.
And that's not all!
We've got a special adventure ready for launch. For the first 48 hours, backers will receive a kobold adventure. It's about a murder at a birthday party. It's a 4-hour experience, great for beginners or starting a campaign.
Check out the Kickstarter now and get the bonus stuff!
Link in the description and comments. If you really like our content and feel like we've earned your support, then I hope you'll back the Kickstarter project. If you do, we'll roll around in joy, and we'll shower you with dice and an adventure. There's a trailer on the Kickstarter that has additional information about the stretch goals, but anyways, you've got 48 hours to get that adventure, so tick tock, tick tock. The clock is ticking.
Kobold, you should probably change clothes.
Yeah, be right back. I'm gonna assume you know how Hex works. It does 1d8 necrotic damage per hit, and you give the creature disadvantage on ability checks made with the chosen ability. Let's talk about that first. If a wizard casts web, and the enemy is restrained by the web, if he chose strength, then they would have disadvantage on breaking out of the web. There's a few more examples I can provide that are common. Entangle is another good one with strength. Phantasmal Force plus Hex is the strongest one. That combo is actually sick. Intelligent saves and checks are the best in the game to force, because almost every enemy has bad saves against it. If you pick intelligence, they will almost never be able to break out of that phantasmal force. I'm not joking, they'll have like a 9% chance. It's insanely low.
Kobold, what the heck? You're just saying good things about this spell. I thought you were gonna say bad things.
It's a little hard for me to do. I can't directly say Hex is bad right out of the gates, even though the arguments are sort of similar to Hunter's Mark. It's overrated and people obsess over it. It's a classic Redditor spell. It has a damage rider. Ooh, they love damage riders. Now obviously, both Hex and Hunter's Mark are two different spells, and they're on two different classes, so we gotta treat them very differently from each other. Ranger first and second level spell lists are actually really amazing. They get a lot of really good spells that are similar to the Druid spell list, which is the second best spell list in the game. And these spells just provide more power than Hunter's Mark. If you want a full breakdown on that, check out this recent video of mine. Link in the description. With Warlocks, it's the exact opposite. Their first and second level spell list are the worst in the game. There is something to be said about the subclass spells though, but we'll get to that later.
Warlock is very powerful. Though.
Yeah, third level spells and up is when the spell list becomes way better. It's just in tier 1, the progression is kind of depressing. But hey, the class is really fun anyways. You have fun utility stuff, and your cantrips are really powerful. So you're not really gonna feel that burn at all. If you have fun, you win.
But why exactly is Hex a trap to you?
Community problems. Obsession. It's not as bad as Hunter's Mark though, where people are extremely obsessed, and Hunter's Mark is a main feature that really encourages this kind of obsession. But there's still a heavy focus, and my goal is to expand people's options more. Not just for the sake of optimization, but also to enhance people's gameplay and try new things. It's healthy to cast different spells in general, you know? Everything can't just be Hex. People unfortunately think Hex is relevant throughout your entire progression, when in reality it's not. This is a dinky little 1d6 per hit damage spell. It's not a lot of damage. Assuming 65% chance to hit, which is common, that's 2.27 average damage. With 4 attacks, that's like 9. If you're high level, that's super low. You get so much more out of Subnautic Static. That's one turn huge blast with a debuff. You're a warlock. If you run out of them, you can short rest and get them back. You're the master napper with nuclear bombs. It's very easy to convince your party to take a short rest. You have massive bombs.
Well, Kobold, eventually my hex damage stacks up to more damage than Subnautic Static.
That's a very impractical way to look at hex. That's a Redditor mindset. Oh, it lasts 100 rounds, so in theory, that technically means 100 d6s. Which means hex must be good. I know you're playing devil's advocate, Gator, but it's unreal to me how many people think this. Here's the thing, a fight usually lasts 4 rounds. And the most important rounds that determine the whole fight is the first and second round. If you drop a nuclear bomb, like Subnautic Static, on 3 enemies, that's like what, around 55 total damage? And there's a potential debuff rider effect that subtracts 1d6 to all their attack rolls, ability checks, and concentration for 1 minute. That's a lot of things behind that nuke. For Hex alone to catch up to the damage done, assuming 4 attacks per round, it will take them like 7 rounds. It's even longer if we factor in the debuff rider, I'm not sure how you do that. But obviously that debuff is subtracting damage taken. That's a really good debuff. Clearly, damage right now is better than damage later. For those 6 rounds you're trying to catch up, the nuker might have dropped another big bomb, or just Eldritch Blast rest of the way. And in both cases, you're never gonna catch up. And this is just one example. Hex eventually scales off, and it's usually around when you get 3rd level spells. Hypnotic Pattern is a fantastic mass shutdown spell. Hunger of Adar is a deadly AoE damage spell that's great to combo with. Fiend Warlocks get Fireball. Archfey gets Plant Growth, which is 100-foot radius control. Like, look how big it is! It's insane! And it's not concentration. Hex is nothing compared to these, and this is just a small list. There's way more.
There is a time and a place for Hex, though.
Yeah, for single targets and focused firefights, sure. That's where it's good. And the Hex can potentially last an entire dungeon crawl. There's absolutely value there. I'm not saying in this video that you should abandon Hex. I do think you should cast it. I cast it. Just whatever you do, do not fall for the trap where you're always just casting that spell. You should look at your other options. Now, let's look over our first and second level spell lists. We start with first. Look at that list. It's terrible. It's the second worst spell list in the entire game. Now, don't get me wrong, there are useful things here. Like Armor of Agathys, Bane, and Hideous Laughter are good. But they're not amazing or powerful when you first get them. Hex is a better shutdown than Hideous Laughter here, because enemies barely have any HP, and everyone is focused firing the enemies. Death is the best condition in the game. On top of that, Hex can last an hour, so that might be 2 encounters or more. The other spells can't do that at all. They only do something in that one fight. Agathys can, but you get more damage out of Hex in 2-3 rounds on average, which is really easy. So level 1 and 2, Hex is the best in 2024. It's amazing. With Ranger, I can't say that with Hunter's Mark. Their spell list is too good. But there's something to be said about your other options with Warlock. For example, Magic Initiate Origin Feats. Entangle is the new best first level spell in the game. Having a free cast and then pack slots you gain back on a short rest entangles is S tier control. You can also start with Sorcerer first to get Calm proficiency, Shield spell, and Absorb elements to secure your defenses. Early game, using all your pack slots for Shield instead of Hex is better. And lastly, we have Otherworldly Leap Invocation. That's like plus 20 extra movement speed at will. You can jump to safety behind cover. Easy. You probably don't have a mount at these levels, so this invocation is great. This technically complements anything, really. You can easily cast this before a fight anytime you want. It's at will, and of course it comes with utility as well.
So there are are better options at level 1 and 2.
Yeah, you need to look off the list to find the better options. Now let's move on to the second level spells. They have the worst second level spell list in the game. I think Artificer has a better list. But there are still very useful things here that compete with Hex. Upcast Hideous Laughter is a strong competitor now. That's two creatures being targeted. Cloud of Daggers is 10 average damage with no save. Keep in mind, guys, this spell is not like Moonbeam. It teleports instead of moving like Moonbeam works. And importantly, this spell does damage if the creature enters the cube or ends its turn there. Moonbeam says a creature makes a save when the spell's area moves into its space and when it enters the spell's area or ends its turn there. If you move Cloud of Daggers directly to a new target, they won't take damage. They have to enter it or end their turn there. There is a way to do 20-30 average damage with a 5-foot hallway, or like a doorway, that's the easiest. Doorways are everywhere, so this is worth considering. But at a decently wide field, against decently smart enemies, this spell sucks. So Hex is very much relevant. I like the Cloud of Daggers boost, though. Spider's Climb is a poor man's flight, which is fantastic defense. Surprisingly underrated. It's so simple. Climb up, shoot down. Walk on the ceiling and shoot down. You can potentially default kill with it. It's straightforward. This is a concentration spell that lasts an hour, which is usually enough for the whole dungeon crawl. I do genuinely think most of the time this is better than Hex. And there's utility on top of that. A lot of people sleep on Spider-Man. Suggestion is super duper broken. There's still limitations to it, like you can't make the suggested creature hurt themselves or attack their ally, but you can just tell them to do nothing for 8 hours. Unfortunately, if they succeed, then the spell slot didn't do anything, and you're not casting a wide net like an AoE. Hex doesn't have that risk where it does nothing. You'll always get something out of Hex. That was the main spell list highlights. Some of you might say New Mirror Image should also be a competitor, and to that I say sure. If you're the one blocking the doorway, the mirror image is the play, and then you just dodge from there. As for the other spells, there are useful tools here, but I wouldn't say they're good competitors. As for the Warlock subclass spells, they've got some crazy ones. Genie Warlock gets Spike Growth, AoE difficult terrain plus no save damage spell. It's fantastic to combo with, especially for you if you have Repelling Blast. You can push people around in the Spike Growth. And your friends can combo off it too. Like Spirit Guardians, for example, reduces speed, but doesn't count as difficult terrain, so it stacks. Same with Plant Growth. Spike Growth and Plant Growth together are insane. As for the other Warlock subclasses, a lot of them get Phantasmal Force, which recently got boosted. It's a dot effect that has an insanely strong Illusion Rider effect. It does 2d8 damage now. It doubled in power. At some tables, I can say the enemy is trapped in an Iron Maiden. That will force them to do nothing but try to use the study action because they have no other option. But be warned though, some DMs don't like that. We're dealing with illusions here, and the illusions have really messy rules. So you have to talk to your DM about how they run illusions. For more details about the spell, check out this video. It's a 10 out of 10 single target spell. It's my absolute favorite single target spell. And you get to be super creative with it, which is super fun. Hex is nothing compared to this. And then there's Shatter, but Warlocks no longer get that spell in 2024 for some reason. That's really sad. That was an instant pick for me. But anyways, you guys get the point. There are good options everywhere when you look for them. And the goal of this video is just to enhance your gameplay experience with different spells. You use the correct tool for the job to be more powerful and effective. If you're fighting a green dragon at level 1, and you have commands through magic initiate or something, then spamming command to waste the dragon's turn is a good idea. That way they don't get their breath weapon off. Caster classes are very flexible, and that's what makes them very fun. More damage is fun too, I understand. But don't get fooled by the dinky little extra 1d6 damage per hit spell. It's really not that impressive when you look at your available options and the encounters you'll face. I do want you to cast Hex. Absolutely. Just whatever you do, don't get obsessed with it. You should cast different spells and of course experiment with them. End the video. This is a reminder, we're finally live on Kickstarter after a year. If you really like our content and wish to support us, this is the perfect time to do it. And you get some cool dice and an adventure. Anyways, thank you for watching.
Bye-bye!